Democrats want more information from the Attorney General by a week from today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're demanding the full Mueller report, not the summary William Barr released. They want to see the evidence the special counsel considered but made no conclusion on regarding possible presidential obstruction of justice. Now, William Barr will testify in the House in 2 weeks. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, this hearing before the House Appropriations Committee was already scheduled, but Barr is sure to face questions about the findings of the special counsel. This is House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff says he accepts Robert Mueller's findings of no Trump-Russia conspiracy, but still has doubts.
I've said all along that we would accept whatever conclusions he reaches as a prosecutor. I've also said that there is a big difference between whether there's evidence of collusion, and I think that evidence is in plain sight.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Lindsey Graham says he also has asked Barr to testify. Dave?
Rachel, the Pentagon's found up to $1 billion to give President Trump to build 57 miles of 18-foot-high fencing on the border. A House vote today is expected to fall short of overriding President Trump's veto of the resolution to block his emergency declaration. Success in the sky. U.S. military shoots down a test missile with two interceptors fired from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The missile was launched 4,000 miles away, resembling the type North Korea or Iran might use. Starting today, bump stocks are banned. If you have them, you're supposed to turn them in or destroy them.
Bump stocks are attachments that essentially allow shooters to fire semi-automatic rifles continuously with only one pull of the trigger. They were used by Stephen Paddock in the October 2017 Las Vegas massacre, which killed 58 and hurt hundreds more.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, attorney Michael Avenatti, freed on bond in New York City as he battles charges. He tried to extort millions from Nike. He claims he'll be exonerated. He's also charged with bank and wire fraud in California. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
There's another night of Israeli versus Palestinian fire. Israeli aircraft bombed targets in Gaza as Palestinian militants shot rockets back into Israel, where some people spent the night in bomb shelters. Some schools were closed the day after a rocket destroyed a home near Tel Aviv, wounding 7 people. More Brexit drama in Britain's parliament.
In a blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's authority, lawmakers here voting to seize control of Parliament's schedule and hold a series of votes on the next steps for Britain's exit from the European Union.
The ayes to the right, 329. Whoa. The noes to the left, 302.
The Brexit process is already delayed after lawmakers rejected the Prime Minister's plan for the divorce. The votes are expected tomorrow and are non-binding. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A scare in Arkansas. Police in Conway got a call that several people were shot at an elementary school, but then police started doubting the caller's story and realized it was a prank. The caller was a 6-year-old child who used a disconnected cell phone to call 911 in the false report. A high school principal who lost his job in West Virginia for his interactions with a transgender student, now trying to get that job back.
In an attempt to keep his position, an attorney for Lee Livengood, who worked at Liberty High School in Clarksburg, West Virginia, says his clients did not know that teenager Michael Critchfield was transgender and didn't know he had an arrangement with the school to use the boys' bathroom. Late last year, Livengood allegedly followed the teen into the bathroom and said, "You freak me out," as he made the teen use the urinal to prove his gender. Livengood is appealing a decision by the school board not to renew his contract after that. The American Civil Liberties Union, they want the county to also mandate diversity training.
That's Ken Duffy. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm going to go back to Asia today. I'm going to go to the Windsor Savoy and talk travel.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Windsor Savoy, 10 o'clock. I'll
it's
be
March 26th already.
I remember that. So my wife's going to show me how to use my Apple calendar today. Because it's got to be able to come up.
Yeah, I had a note to remind you, but I don't know where that is.
Yep. It's going on the phone
Birds
from now
of the
on.
Feather flocking together
nope,
here, Stevie.
Not anymore. This birdie's flying
okay,
away.
Okay, man.
I'm using my calendar. It's right on your pocket. There's no excuses for not having everything pop up.
And to have a little alarm saying time to leave for blah, blah, blah.
It's just so ridiculous. You can lead a horsey to water.
Mm-hmm.
News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler, who picks Virginia Tech over Duke. Right?
Yes.
217 Mortgage Team, Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Now, Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District has some new bus routes starting today. The routes come with new construction, with the MCOR project closing off southbound traffic on Wright Street from Green to Chalmers. There are new routes beginning today. Baseball players are being kept off the field at Spalding Park. The wet weather recently could be to blame for the lackluster field conditions there at Spalding Park. Unit 4 officials tell the News Gazette the roots have not established well enough into the ground with the sod. All Champaign Central baseball games and practices are being relocated to McKinley Field. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin is calling for a stop to the expansion of video gambling. She wants a moratorium so the city can look at revising its liquor code. In a memo to the council ahead of last night's meeting, Marlin said city code and state law did not anticipate the rapid expansion of video gambling in grocery and liquor stores. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. They have two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also on Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up towards 50 today with the sunshine. Such a gorgeous morning. Down to 29 this evening. 57 high tomorrow, mostly sunny. Down to around 45 at night. More clouds on Thursday. High 60, low 49. 59 with rainy conditions as we wrap up the week Friday. Right now we're at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, well, everything I told you regarding what was going to be the reaction from MSNBC and CNN, I mean, they got to keep this train moving, man. They just, and I've got this montage. And imagine good, solid Americans hearing for years about the Mueller investigation and what was coming. It is journalistic malpractice to put on their airways what they put on.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally misleading and just false. And yet it's one thing to report the facts. It's another thing to report wishful thinking. And they all were just salivating at the opportunity to get them. And that's what happened. And so they went 2 years doing that. And so their viewers are just sick, because here was this massive deal that was coming up, and it hasn't happened, and so they want to know why. Well, then they say, whoa, we have to see the full report, because obviously Bob Mueller spent 2 years and missed some of this obvious stuff. I would recommend the Democrats start talking about border security and Affordable Care Act and things that have an impact. I mean, this gotcha stuff is just, is anybody else tired of that? I am so sick of it. I know we want to cleanse history and know what happened and how it all started and all that. I'm weary of it, though. Man. Okay, again, Mueller delivers a win, I guess, for President Trump. It is, but if all the media continues to say, there's something I know there is. It's stunning. Relief for the White House, frustration for President Trump's opponents. When a summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings released by Attorney General William Barr, in a summary, the 22-month probe is over. But not according to MSNBC and CNN, because there's more in that full report. A Republican strategist, conservative Latino Trump supporter Alfredo Rodriguez, that's impossible. You can't be a Trump supporter if you're Hispanic. That's not true. What are you?
According to Democrats, yeah, we're all monolithic, right?
Well, I think so. Same for African Americans. Nobody would support Donald Trump there. I mean, I have never, ever, ever seen anything quite like this. And I think that the fact that it was presented on CNN and MSNBC so falsely has really caused shock among millions of viewers. Alfredo, what's ahead now after the Mueller report?
Well, I think, there's a complete vindication of the president. You know, Democrats and the mainstream media have been on this witch hunt for 2 years, pinning all their hopes and dreams on a collusion saga that never turned up. No gun, no smoke, and no collusion.
Well, obviously, you are ill-informed, my friend, because there's always obstruction and there was always a report, because obviously there's more in there that they could find in 675 days. Wow.
Yep. And the president has been very forthright. He said, if you want to release the full report, release the full report.
Yeah.
He knows he's done nothing wrong. He knows that no wrongdoing was conducted via the campaign. And so he is open and transparent with releasing the report.
Okay. Obviously, I said yesterday, if you have people lined up to pay money to come to the circus, why would you shut the tent, right? I mean, they've got to keep this going because it's money. I mean, if Rachel Maddow's getting 3 million viewers, that's a bunch of money, Alfredo. So I don't see anything changing. I just think different accusations.
I agree. I think they're going to try to parse the words and try to create a stir with whatever is released, because they just can't give up on this. No matter how wrong they are, they just can't give up on this.
I would suggest, and I know this is a leap, but is it possible to talk about Southern security, the border, and Affordable Care Act, and things that actually matter to me? I wonder if that ever happens.
I think so. I think that's exactly what the president's going to do. I think the president's going to continue to lead the country. He's going to continue to be a good steward of the economy. And we're going to finally, begin building this wall and securing our border.
Yeah, but what about the Democrats? Is their only position is you got to hate Trump because he's a member of the KKK, a Nazi, a homophobe, the whole thing. I mean, can they not talk about an issue that their policies, their direction of socialism would be better? Can I not talk about issues? Is that over?
Well, I mean, their ideas are just are not welcomed by the American public. I mean, whenever they want to talk about ideas, they're talking about the Green New Deal, and they're talking about socializing American medicine and healthcare, and it's just it's not going to sit well.
Okay, we'll see what happens, but the 2020 game is on, because Alfredo, last question, Alfredo is so darn good at this. Tell me who will be the Democratic nominee for president.
Oh, gosh. I wish I could tell you. I have no idea. It's going to be a circus, and like you said, if the circus is open, don't close the tent, right?
Yeah, well, I would think it's kind of like a Pat Sajak wheel, spin it, and which of the 30 are going to come up. I think it's a crapshoot of who's going to emerge. It's hard for me to think that Joe Biden makes it through the left and the gauntlet that is the progressives.
Yeah, I think the the continued shift to the left of the Democratic Party is going to make it tough for Joe Biden.
Yep, and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, good luck. I think that's so left. I don't know. Alfredo, congratulations on being the only conservative Latino in Charlotte, North Carolina. Way to go.
Thank you.
How do people connect with you? How do people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at DyceComm, DyceComms. Or at dicecommunications.com.
D-Y-C-E. All right, I got it. Alfredo, nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
You bet. ESPN 93.5, Alfredo Rodriguez, Republican strategist and a conservative Latino Trump supporter, but I didn't think there were any, so I sure don't hear about him. You know, I heard Alan Dershowitz on Fox last night.
Oh, what's he saying?
He's banned from CNN.
Oh, really? That bad.
He said, I'm banned from CNN because I'm objective. He said, that's not what they want on their channel. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, I'll play that montage.
Okay, good.
Of what people listening and watching CNN and MSNBC have heard for the last 2 years. And you can imagine they're distraught because this is not what they were fed. How could this happen? Sports in a minute.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter.
Sports headlines now.
There we go.
Hi, Ann Ducey.
Number 23, Illini baseball in Terre Haute to take on Indiana State. We are 17-4 on the season. They're 19-2. Should be a great game at 5 o'clock today. Illinois softball hosting the EIU Panthers this evening. Softball team is 20-7 on the season.
Oh.
On to the ice, St. Louis positioning themselves for a playoff spot. Their win over Vegas helped yesterday, 3-1. Blackhawks at Arizona tonight. The Bulls are at Toronto. 100th season for the NFL.
Yeah.
They're going to break from their tradition of the Super Bowl champs playing to open the season.
Yeah.
Bears versus Packers, baby.
Thursday night, September 5th, Soldier Field, Chicago. 97 wins for the Packers, 95 for the Bears.
Nice.
1921, they first played.
Uh-huh.
Weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replace and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Loving the sunshine. Today's high near 50, 29 our low tonight. Up to 57, mostly sunny tomorrow, down to 45. 60 on Thursday, that's the warm spot of the week. But more clouds and then a chance of rain on Friday with a high 58. Right now, 28. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Great to have you listening. It is Tuesday, March 26, and bright sunshine. Nice looking morning across East Central Illinois. 7:20 now for the Pines in Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, McDonald's is buying an Israeli tech startup that it believes will make it easier for you to order in the store and online. It's paying more than $300 million for Dynamic Yield. Apple shares are recovering after investors are taking a closer look at its new TV service, credit card, and digital publishing service. Apple's charging up to $9.99 a month for what The Verge says will be selected Wall Street Journal articles and other news. Tech analyst Ian Wishengrad believes it'll pick up a lot of subscribers.
Everyone's saying, you know what, we'll try, we'll sign up for a year, we'll see how it works, because you don't want to be left behind when Apple decides to make a decision.
WeWork, the office rental space business, says it now has 400,000 clients in 100 cities, but it lost $2 billion in the recent quarter because it was spending on its business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
The whole Mueller probe now with the report that they're going to release what they can, and they say, well, do it now. You have to do it right now. You've got grand jury testimony
right
there. You don't want to put
in that sealed.
Yeah, it's against the law. You can't release them. You'll out them, and then the media will go like a feeding frenzy. You got to protect them. You got to protect secrets. You got to go through it and say, nah, redact that, because the people can't know about that.
Well, Rachel Maddow was saying that 1974 they did it. Look where Nixon ended up.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all part of the we got to come up with something else.
Yeah.
This one has rocked their world. And you're saying, well, how can people? Well, here's what people that watch CNN and MSNBC, this is what they heard for 2 years, for 675 days, almost daily. And if you know when they ban Alan Dershowitz, you know they got a point of view. This guy comes on, he's a liberal Democrat, voted for Hillary, and he's He's kind of a Trump guy or something. No, he says, I'm objective. He said, I had this right the whole time, but nobody, because I didn't do anything, I was objective. All right, so here's what they heard. And if you catch news at all and you watch CNN and MSNBC, you expected Trump to be walked out of the White House, maybe in an orange jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even, if you could get that fantasy, an orange jumpsuit with the handcuffs.
That's right.
News. The bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point.
Do you think this is a tipping point?
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the
end. This is what they had for 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Over and over and over and over. Every day, if you watch CNN, MSNBC, that's what you got. All right, so what do they expect? They expected this. What do you mean there was no collusion? You told me it was the beginning of the end. It was a tipping point 9,000 times.
Walls are closing in.
Network news spent 2,384 minutes on this story. A big story in a newscast on the network is like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So you divide 2,400 by a minute and a half. That's how many stories have been dedicated to this. And, yeah, so now they have to see the full report. That's all they can say. We have to see the full report. Yeah, because they're hiding something. And it's just a head shaker. And you can go back and you can say, okay, let's see. Hillary Clinton bought the dossier with the Democratic National Committee. That seems a little weird and wrong. And then who delivered it to Justice? And that seemed to be filled with all kinds of problems. And the White House, it's on the record, said they wanted to be kept informed of all this. And who was that? So you can do another 4 years of this if you want. I think I can understand those that say, Alan Dershowitz, who I do like a lot, says, that you're politicizing, you're continuing to politicize the Justice Department. Alan Sachs yesterday, a professor friend, said, hey, we need to cleanse history. We need to know what happened so it doesn't happen again. But that would be such a slow walk. And I guess I would like to know, did the White House direct all this? What happened? We want to go there. It wouldn't get any coverage, so I don't know what the point is. I guess for historical purposes, it's just at some point you're going, guys, I really want to know what's going on with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, can we make this possibly affordable? Can we fix the border to where people would immigrate to the United States of America legally? Is that possible to have legal immigrants?
Are you kidding, Stevie? There's so many other questions to ask. I'm watching Rachel Maddow now on this Barr report.
Yeah.
Did Mueller want to protect a future grand jury?
Yeah. Well,
will Mueller's report be released? Will Mueller testify to Congress? Will Congress see Mueller's underlying evidence? Will ongoing investigations be affected?
Keep beating that drum.
Exactly. There's 15 more questions that are unanswered. Yeah. Rachel wants the answer.
Yeah, and they've got to keep that audience going. But at some point, if you're selling snake oil and all the people are around your cart in 1882 and the snake oil is finally, because everyone's fascinated because it cures everything, and then you drink it and nothing happens, are you coming back to the snake oil guy? That's what it feels like now. You guys lied to me. And what happens to journalism? Is it possible when you put a guest on that you vet them, that they have any clue at all? This Michael Avenatti, who's in real trouble, he was their star on CNN 85 times. He was going to run for president. He's going to Iowa. This guy never paid taxes for decades.
Mm.
He was an extortionist. I mean, the guy tried to get Nike to pay a bribe. And then they got him on wiretap. I mean, he's in big trouble, but he was CNN star for what? 8 months? Because this whole Stormy Daniels thing? I hope that CNN, MSNBC particularly, say, guys, can we just maybe, before we say it, have a clue it's true? Maybe? Pretty good starting point. What are we going to report? This. Got two people to back that up, and we verify that story four times. We've got to go fast. It's Trump. Okay, go then. Run.
I see Rachel Maddow's making $7 million a year.
Well, it's not because she...
Now what?
Well, they got to keep this going. I'm telling you, this is an industry. 359-2255, you want to chime in? 359-2255, or text 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Six Democratic Party House Committee chairmen have written to Attorney General William Barr demanding the release of the entire Mueller report by next Tuesday. So far, we've just seen Barr's summary.
The Justice Department has declined even to say how many pages the report includes, as if that were some sort of state secret.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, Barr has said he'll release as much of the report as the law and Justice Department regulations and policy allows. The Trump administration's arguing that Obamacare should be entirely overturned.
The Department of Justice announcing yesterday that it is siding with a district court ruling that found the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. Now, a coalition of Republican-led states brought a lawsuit arguing that the entire law should be tossed out. Of course, Democrats arguing that this will have substantial consequences if the law is eventually tossed out.
Fox's Tracy Carrasco. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Mayor Dan Marlin is calling for a stop to the expansion of video gambling. She wants a moratorium so the city can look at revising its liquor code. In a memo to the council ahead of last night's meeting, Marlin said city code and state law did not anticipate the rapid expansion of video gambling in grocery and liquor stores. Her memo comes a week after the council approved plans for a grocery store to add gambling machines. The Visit Champaign County Foundation will honor local tourism ambassadors of the greater Champaign County area at their annual Toast to Tourism coming up May 15th at the iHotel. Nominations are open for the 2019 Tourism Impact Awards for those who have greatly contributed to travel and tourism in the greater Champaign County area. Nominations are being taken through the Visit Champaign County website at visitchampaigncounty.org/toasttotourism. That goes through April 10th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Sunny today with a high near 50, 29 our low this evening. Mostly sunny, high 57, low 47, 60 the high on Thursday. Then some rainy conditions with a high 58 on Friday. Currently we're 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, drivechampaign.com is where you could start. Drivechampaign.com. This is the Honda BMW dealer, and they are terrific. They've got so many Hondas in right now. This is March 26th. What a great day to go test drive something, because there's an award-winning dealer. They've got to be good at everything, because you don't win awards unless you are. So they're terrific at service. They fix it right the first time. And when you get a brand new car or even a pre-owned, you want to have a guy. And they'll take care of all of that with a smile and just great follow-up. Drive a BMW today. Man, have you driven one of those? You can do a test drive. whew, different machines, and the lease numbers on those might surprise you. They're unbelievable vehicles. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com at Neil and Burwash in Savoy. And say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. And, again, toward the end of the month, kind of a good time to go talk, and there's lots of inventory, and I just think the Honda Civic, if that's not the best valued vehicle in the nation, under 20 on the basics, $120,000 for a brand new Civic with Apple Play, and, I mean, it's terrific. Wonderful vehicle. Okay, drivechampagne.com again, drivechampagne.com. Well, the candidates keep coming. Here's a good question following the montage that I played, you know.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
All the media for 2 years on MSNBC and CNN
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Telling me what to think.
President will resign.
Another hour, another
How do we think for ourselves? How do we possibly make a decision in 2020 based on rational thinking? Author of Thinking on Purpose, a 15-day plan to a smarter life. Co-founder of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Dr. Richard Bandler. Nice to meet you, Richard.
Good morning.
You're suggesting that I don't follow others and think for myself? How dare you, sir?
I know it's a novel idea, but...
Hold on, Richard. I'm getting a text in. I'm distracted. I can't possibly think about
okay.
Okay, now I know what to say. Richard Bandler is trying to help us in this day where we are so confused with so much information, we just have to go to the mall and just shop. So, okay, get me started, Richard. Tell me how to do this.
Well, when you think, people think in pictures and words, and they have strong feelings. And when you're bombarded by these things, one of the things to do is, if you respond very strongly emotionally, take a breath, whether you agree or disagree with what you hear, and start to project through time and to think about the real effects of what you're listening to. When we're voting for candidates, it's a big responsibility. It's not like voting for American Idol, and yet it's almost treated that way.
I would say it is kind of like voting for American Idol. I mean, Richard, if Oprah Winfrey ran, she'd win. I mean, this is a different time. Okay, but again, how do I discern when I get into judging? I hear one network say one thing and another network say another. What's true?
Well, that's very difficult to tell what's true and what's not true. But certainly the Mueller report has demonstrated that across the nation, that they've had everybody worked up for 2 years over pretty much nothing. And you see, if you look in your mind and you think of the best decision you ever made, and the worst decision, oddly enough, the pictures in your brain won't be in the same place. And so it's always a good idea when you're making decisions about candidates to find out that you really believe it's a good decision. Certainly we all don't have built-in lie detectors, but we should see if we can increase the quality of our, so to speak, bullshit detector.
Richard, just had another billion-dollar idea, and I come up with these almost daily. What if, when I turn on the news, there's a meter, and whatever the person speaks, maybe the networks would have to be on a 30-second delay or something, and there'd be a meter that would range from green to red based on their verbiage, where, you know, part of it's true, but part of it's not true, it'd go yellow.
Fact-checking.
Immediate fact-checker. Is that possible in the neural world?
Well, you can certainly get a voice stress analyzer, which will tell you a little bit about what's true and not true. I watched the Watergate hearings with one of those attached, and it almost never hit the green.
There you go. So, I mean, there must be some sort of policing where the viewer has a clue what's real and not real. Because, again, we are inundated with information. You can't depend on your journalism on a blog. You don't know if they're where they're coming from and who they are. It's really challenging to discern these days. But we think in pictures is what you're saying, huh?
Well, we think in pictures, we talk to ourselves, and we have feelings. We use a combination of all three of those, and when you start talking about whether the news is true or not true, that's not really the foundation on which you should make long-term decisions. Everything every politician does is going to affect this country for years and years and years to come. And we need to be able to take whatever ideas they're talking about and to project into the future to find out. Some things sound good. I mean, I have to admit, free college tuition would have been great when I was young.
Yeah.
However, if I have to pay for everybody else to do it for the rest of my life, it doesn't sound so good.
Yeah, right. Richard Bandler, how do people connect with you?
RichardBandler.com.
Easy enough.
BandlerBooks.com.
Bandler Books. How many books have you written?
32.
Hmm.
You're 31 ahead of me. I wrote a joke book. Wow, I'm impressed, Richard.
Okay, then.
Goodness gracious, that's impressive. Dr. Richard Bandler, nice meeting you, sir.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet, 741.
And this most recent book, Thinking on Purpose, a 15-day plan to a smarter life.
All right, 741. Take a breath is a good idea always.
Yeah.
Step back from stuff.
Agreed.
But, I mean, we're inundated with all kinds of verbiage.
Beginning of the end?
All the time.
The beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
It just stresses me out just hearing that.
But they're
so anxious.
It is. Remember the woman when it was announced Donald Trump is the new president, she started screaming?
Yes.
What's she going to do if he wins again?
I mean, we need that safe place established.
What if he wins again? Folks, it's possible. Are we going to be
some
able to...
counselors ready.
I'm telling you, based on that, you got millions of listeners that have been fed that. So they're shocked because they know they hate him. I tweeted that. I haven't done a tweet in a long time. I tweeted yesterday, hate is like taking poison and expect someone else to die. You can't... And we touched on the, you know, hate doesn't live here signs we see from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that post that generally are haters, too.
Exactly.
They defend it because he's a bigger hater. Or you got to stop hate, so I got to hate to stop the hate because he's a hater. I don't get any of this anymore. 359-2255, 742. We'll check your sports coming up.
100 Chicken Sewer.
All right, quarter till. If you have a dog or cat question... Dr. Todd Likens coming up, our veterinarian every Tuesday, 359-2255, to get something answered for free. Here's your sports headline.
Well, I was just reading the latest on the college admissions bribery scandal and how so many coaches, about a dozen of them, pled not guilty yesterday, including coaches in Georgetown, Wake Forest. I mean, the list is pretty long here, and it's just too bad. I mean, to me, William Rick Singer is the guy to accuse because he was the one that kind of concocted all this.
Rick Singer hung around here in Champaign-Urbana on more than one occasion doing talks and presentations. There are many people in this town that worked with Rick Singer. The question is... did they do something wrong?
Right.
And we don't know it. We know the 50 affected one person connected to Champaign-Urbana, but that's about it. So I don't know how deep this will go. I imagine if somebody around Central Illinois worked with Rick Singer and they did something wrong, they're probably pretty nervous right now.
Right.
So
we had that happen yesterday. Today we have number 23 Illinois taking on Indiana State in Terre Haute at 5:00. Should be a great game. We are 17-4 on the season. Indiana State is 19-2. We also have our softball team hosting EIU for a game tonight. Bulls are at Toronto, Blackhawks at Arizona, Blues over Vegas yesterday 3-1. Bears and Packers to open up the NFL season.
It's a Thursday night.
Trending story for
Thursday night, 1921, when it was the Chicago Staleys. Or was it the Decatur Staleys? Might have been the Decatur Staleys.
Yeah, they've met 200 times. So they're saying this Packers and Bears since... What, Packers, you said 97 wins
and Bears 95 with a couple of ties in there?
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's pretty even, and it's in Chicago, Aaron Rodgers against a much-improved Bear team.
September 5th.
That'll be fun, but they usually kick it off with the Super Bowl champion getting to host, and New England's first time since 2003 that they haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, it's 7:47. Busey's been around a while.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a wonderful home equity, home mortgage department.
I mean, when you're looking at your house and things need improvement, I mean,
you gotta get to work.
Taxes, money coming in, so maybe you can do that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot involved in getting a home ready, and Busey can certainly use some of their 150 years plus of unparalleled expertise to help you, guide you. There are 10 keywords, according to Zillow Digs, and this from Busey. That if you are into selling your home a little faster, it's interesting that the number one thing that tends to help is barn door. I don't have a barn door. Can I just say barn door and let them be disappointed when they come?
It makes me think your zipper's down when I hear barn door.
Your barn door is down. Yeah, that's what we used to say.
Barn door's open.
Shaker cabinet, farmhouse sink. I'm not buying a farm, am I? Maybe. Subway tile, quartz, Craftsman, exposed brick, pendant light. These are just keywords that show that, for whatever reason, based on the study, that it sells a little quicker when they see keywords like that.
I see.
Heated floors is kind of an interesting. Geothermal heating.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way to go.
I love it.
Go all the way down to the earth, use the earth a little bit to heat your home.
Right.
150 years of unparalleled expertise. Put your trust in the strength of Busey Home Mortgage, whether it's first home or dream home. Busey will find the financing that's best for you. BuseyMortgage.com or visit any Busey location, 800-67-BUSEY today. Equal housing lender. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, coming up next.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe.
Like it never even happened, franchises are independently owned and operated. Okay, you have any questions for Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian, pet pro, located at Kirby and Madison, Champaign, also next to the police station, protecting the ones that protect and serve, right by the police station, Muhammad. Dr. Todd, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Yeah, Dino's protecting the police station while they've not been robbed, and we've not been robbed since he went on duty out there.
There you go.
Excellent.
Dino out there. Bruce at Madison Kirby.
Oh. Yep, Bruce is chewing on a bone. He's having a little breakfast right now.
What's it? It's a bone day? I thought Wednesday's your bone day.
It's a bone day.
Okay. They all get him and they kind of prance around. Isn't it interesting? They kind of show and tell.
Yeah, people want to come in when I'm giving them bones. It's kind of cute. They got little papers on them and they love to do what we call paperwork where first thing they do on a bone is rip the paper off. Can't have paper on your bone.
So funny. All right, I see a food recall from Hills. What is this about?
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this. You know, since it's such a popular food that the canned foods, it's not the dry foods, there's been a recall on a lot of the canned foods because of excessive levels of vitamin D that's been added to the food. And that can cause major health events because it can be toxic at the level it's in there. So you can go to their website and check and see if your particular food and lot number are involved.
Yeah.
But Hills is a big one, so I want to make sure that everybody's aware that they need to check their Hills canned foods.
Okay. Hills also does Science Diet, but you're talking just canned here.
Hills is Science Diet. Yeah, I guess that's what I should say.
Yep. Okay. And again, this is canned food. Check the website. Make sure. I don't buy much canned food. Growing up, we had Troy the King of Philo, German Shepherd, and we used to go to the grocery store in Philotot. We'd buy a can of dog food. I think it was Vets or something. I can't remember the kind of. Anyway, put it in his mouth. He'd haul it home. We'd start that can opener. He'd be circling the table, and then he'd eat the whole thing in three bites after dropping it in the dirt.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a hard-working dog that needs to be fed.
Okay, it's springtime. Todd, what are we doing with our doggies and cats right now?
Well, of course, it's time. You got to get that flea control going. You got to get that heartworm control going before it gets bad. So it's time to do that stuff. Other things, you know, to think about is, like, this is where you start taking care of your lawn and things. And you need to be aware of, on your walks and things, of walking by lawns that have got the little flags up. They've been treated with chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I do not treat my yard with chemicals where my dogs go. It's controversial to a degree because it's in such small amounts, but there was a study a couple years ago by Tufts that showed that there's a 70% higher risk of malignant lymphoma in dogs who had professionally treated pesticides applied to their lawn.
Ooh.
So it's something to think about. Read up on whatever chemicals your guys are using. And for sure, do not have your pets out there when it's first applied, because that's when, well, they can track it in the house where you can get it. Mm-hmm. Or it can kill your flowers if they get in your flower bed. Because you know how they get out there and they like to roll in that stuff.
Yeah.
So
no, right.
Think about when the application was and what's going on. I'm not saying don't do it, but it's like put a little thought and research into it before you make your decision.
How often should we get our dog Walterized, or who's the one of Muhammad again?
Rachel.
Rachelized, yeah. Or Walterized?
Yeah, 6 weeks. 6 weeks is a good interval. We get those, keep those nails under control.
Yeah.
Because we talked last week about foot pain caused by nails being too long and bending. If you see your dog's nail bending, it's too long.
Yeah.
And getting all that dead hair out will help keep the allergies. It just makes for a healthier hair coat.
Gotcha.
Our dog Olive is going to get neutered soon, and that's coming on in early April. Usually around a year or so on that.
Yeah, especially for the bigger dogs, there's a link to hip dysplasia being a little lower in dogs that you wait until they get more mature before you do the neuter. And one of the other reasons that's come up to me recently is like as they get older, if you don't neuter your pets, boy, you got that risk of a pyometra, which is an infection in the uterus. I've had two of those in the last couple of weeks, and that's a life-threatening event.
Yeah.
Where we have to go in and spay them because the uterus is all full of infection. And if that ruptures in there, it's worse than appendicitis even, and the fact that it can kill your dog. So get them, even if they're older, it's still a good idea to have them spayed.
Okay, my friend, how do people find Dr. Todd Lichen?
We're easy to find. I'm either honk at me when I'm driving that car around full of dogs, or we're at the corner of Kirby Manis or police station, 355-PET, 586-PET, and petpro.biz.
If you drive through a bank, they need a whole box of milk bones.
I'm causing banking problems.
Yeah. All right, my friend, talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, need a veterinarian. Yeah. And go see the zoo.
Uh-huh.
All those white dogs, they're goldens, they're listed as golden retrievers, but they're white, and they're calmer than the golden. Calmer. You wouldn't believe it, because I've had goldens, and I have these, and they're calmer.
But they do shed.
A lot.
Okay.
We're going to break for the news, but they're just great dogs. We'll be right back, ESPN 93.5. Bobby Albert, workplace strategist, got something about millennials you want to hear about. That's next.
Hello, it's Nikita with MX Electric.